The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 17, text number 3, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on December 4th, 2007, in Delhi, India.
So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 17, text number 3.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sattvanu rupa sarvasya shadha bhavati bharata shadha mayo yang purusho ya yachchadasa eva saha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Excuse me, sir, can you go outside, please? We're having a lecture here. If you want to speak, kindly go outside. I'm trying to give a lecture here to all these people. Either you be quiet or you go outside. That's all. O son of Bharata, according to one's existence under the various modes of material nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. Purport. All
right.
Purport. Everyone has a particular type of faith, regardless of what he is. But his faith is considered good, passionate, or ignorant, according to the nature he has acquired. And thus, according to his particular type of faith, one associates with certain persons. Now, the real fact is that every living being, as is stated in the 15th chapter, is originally a fragmental part and partial of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one is originally transcendental to all the modes of material nature. But when one forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and comes into contact with the material nature in conditional life, he generates his own position by association with the different varieties of material nature. The resultant artificial faith and existence are only material. Although one may be conducted by some impression or by some conception of life, originally he is nirguna, or transcendental. Therefore, one has to become cleansed of the material contamination that he has acquired in order to regain his relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is the only path back without fear, Krishna consciousness. If one is situated in Krishna consciousness, then that path is guaranteed for his elevation to the perfectional stage. If he does not take to this path of self-realization, then he is surely to be conducted by the influence of the modes of nature. The word shraddha, or faith, is very significant. I'll finish and then you can do the whole thing. It's very significant in this verse. Shraddha, or faith, originally comes out of the mode of goodness. One's faith may be in a demigod or some created god or some mental concoction. One's strong faith is supposed to be productive of works of material goodness. But in material conditioned life, no works are completely purified. They are mixed. They are not in pure goodness. Pure goodness is transcendental. In purified goodness, one can understand the real nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As long as one's faith is not completely in purified goodness, the faith is subject to the contamination by any of the modes of material nature. The contaminated modes of material nature expand to the heart. Therefore, according to the position of the heart in contact with a particular mode of material nature, one's faith is established. It should be understood that if one's heart is in the mode of goodness, his faith is also in the mode of goodness. If his heart is in the mode of passion, his faith is also in the mode of passion. And if his heart is in the mode of darkness, illusion, his faith is also thus contaminated. Thus we find different types of faith in this world, and there are different types of religions due to different types of faith. The real principle of religious faith is situated in the mode of pure goodness. But because the heart is tainted, we find different types of religious principles. And thus, according to different types of faith, there are different types of worship.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, everyone has faith. You will not find any person who does not have faith. But there are different kinds of faith. There is the faith of the Tamoguni, the faith of the Rajoguni, the faith of the Sattvaguni, and the faith of the Shuddha Sattvaguni. Shuddha Sattvaguni. So, according to your faith, you get the result. Those persons who are in the mode of passion and ignorance, they put their faith in the politician. They go to the voting, they line up at the polling place and they cast their vote. And they put their faith in the politician. And what is the result of putting the faith in the politician? What is the result of putting your faith in the politicians? You simply become cheated. Actually, the politicians are supposed to be solving the problems. But actually, they are the ones who are creating the problems. We are meant to be guided by Brahmins. And by Rajarshis. Not by these Shudra politicians. So this Krishna consciousness movement is the most important movement in the world. Because we are creating the Brahmins. Not the so-called 2 paisa Brahmins who simply wear some thread and do all nonsense smoking bidi.
Mm-hmm.
We are creating genuine Brahmins, Vaishnava Brahmins. Who strictly follow principles of the Bhagavad Gita. Such Brahmins who are living embodiments of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Will make a revolution on this planet. They are the true leaders of the world. So, how does one become such a Brahmin? It is open secret. You read Prabhupada's books and you follow the instructions given in Prabhupada's books. Is it difficult? Is it difficult? It is not difficult. We are having open classes every day. You come, we will train you how to become actual Brahmana. But they think, what is the use of this Krishna consciousness? Give me money, 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 sweeter than honey. And when they go to worship God, what do they do? And when they go to worship God, what do? They simply pray for material things. They simply pray for material things. Just like you know that song? No? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadish Hari. You see, they call this religion. They're simply worth worshipping material sense gratification. You see, this is, they have spoiled the Hindu religion. They make it something for material gain. That's all. But what does Bhagavatam say? If by your religious activities you are not developing love of God, it is simply Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It is simply useless waste of time. It has no more value than a barking dog, you see. That is the fate of the modern day civilization. They are simply in the category of animals. Animals, yes. Dvipada pashu. Shvavidbara ushtra karai. Sangustutak purushak pushu. Na jatta karma pato peto jatu nama gado grujaho. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who do not listen to the glories of Lord Shri Krishna. The deliverer from all evils. The deliverer from all evils. You see, Krishna can deliver us from all evils. In this human life, we are given 2 ears. We are meant to hear the glories of Krishna with these ears. But those men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, they put their faith in the mundane politicians. Who don't care at all to hear anything about Krishna. So what happens when all the dogs, hogs, camels and asses go and vote? Who will they elect? If you ask all the dogs to get together and vote for the prime minister, who will the dogs elect? The dogs will vote for a big dog, that's all. And if you ask the hogs to vote for cast their vote, they'll all vote for a big fat hog. And the camels, they will vote for a camel. And the asses, you know, hee haw, hee haw. They'll vote for an ass, that's all. So this world is being run by these dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Therefore, we must do something to bring about a change in this world situation. We must begin right here in our own hearts. Because within our own heart, we still have dog, hog, camel, ass mentality. We are laughing about the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses in the material world. We are laughing about the dogs, hogs, camels, and asses in this material world. We are forgetting that we have still have the dog, hog, camel, ass mentality in ourselves. So our first business is to get the dog, hog, camel, and ass mentality out of our own heart. And if we can do that, then we can actually lead the whole world out of chaos. If we can get the dog, hog, camel, ass mentality out of our own hearts, Krishna will empower us to lead the entire world out of chaos. So I can ask now if there's any questions. You may have to be the hearing aid for me. Any questions? Here's the question, yeah. No, you have to tell me directly in my ear. Oh, okay. All right.
How can we live in the material world serving Lord Krishna?
Yes. How can we live in the material world serving Lord Krishna? Yes. How can you live here and be Krishna conscious in this material atmosphere? Is that right? In this material atmosphere? Yes. Actually, how can one live in this material world and be Krishna conscious? First thing is, how could one live in this material world without being Krishna conscious? How can one live in this world without being Krishna conscious?
Mm-hmm.
Because Krishna is everywhere. You think he's only in the temple? Do you think Krishna is only in the temple? This is not simply some flowery idea. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham apsukhonteya prabhashmi shashashuryayo pranavasarvavedeshu shabdake parishamnashu. Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. I am the sound in the ether. I am the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. And I am the ability in man. So where you will see anywhere where there is not Krishna? We see everywhere people are drinking water. Everywhere people are drinking water. The rich men are drinking water. The rich men, the wealthy men are drinking water. The poor men are drinking water. Even the street dog, he is drinking water. Even the plants are drinking water through the roots. And everyone is getting the sunshine and the moonshine. So how you can live in this world without Krishna? Krishna is everywhere. You simply have to connect with Him, that's all. You simply have to connect with Him. So how will you do that? You must rise early every morning before sunrise. And before you leave your house, you must chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Japa Mala. And then your spiritual battery will be fully charged. And then your spiritual battery will be fully charged. Would you leave your home if your mobile phone was not fully charged? No, of course not, because then you would lose that all important call in the middle of the afternoon. So why would somebody in their right mind leave their house if they hadn't chanted 16 quality rounds? To go out and face the material world. If you chant 16 quality rounds in the morning, you'll be protected against the material energy. You'll be able to see everything within Krishna and Krishna within everything. So if you will chant 16 rounds every day, follow the regulated principles, and if you will take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation, then you can easily be Krishna conscious in all times, all places, and all circumstances. Even in Delhi. Any other questions? Your hand went up first.
How can we judge ourselves?
How do you know what stage you're in? How do you know what mode you're in? The question is, how can one understand what mode of nature he's in, right? Yeah. What mode is your faith in?
In the beginning. When we come to the beginning, we feel very blissful.
Yeah. Oh, when a neophyte devotee who's just all fired up, he just joined. What mode is his faith in at that time? That depends on the devotee. It varies according to the devotee. If somebody comes and they develop a faith which makes them very enthusiastic. So this is a very nice question. It really depends on the individual. If somebody comes and they have a faith which never slackens but always becomes stronger and stronger and stronger, that means they were their faith was in the mode of goodness from the beginning. Let all the noisy people go out. So, here we have the Krishna Mela, that's the Kali Mela out there. So anyway, if somebody comes and they're real enthusiastic, their faith is real strong, and then it goes down, that means their faith was Rajagun Tamagun faith. It wasn't sattvic. You see? It was Rajagun sattvic, Rajagun Tamagun sort of faith. Yes. If someone joins ISKCON and they have strong faith, it just keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger throughout their whole life, that means their faith was sattvic from the very beginning. But if someone comes with their faith is very strong, but then it goes after a while, you see. That means it was Rajagun Tamagun faith. In other words, if somebody comes to Krishna consciousness to get relieved from distress, they may get some relief in the beginning. In the beginning, they may get some relief from distress. Relief from distress. But then they find their distress may increase. They may get more distress. They may become more distressed because they realize I have to take on the distress of the whole world. I'm a preacher. Right. So they may realize that now I am distressed because my duty is to make the whole world Krishna conscious. So they came to Krishna consciousness to get relief from distress, but now their distress is increased. They came to Krishna consciousness to get relief from distress, but now their distress has become even more. You see? But that's transcendental distress. So also someone may come to Krishna consciousness because they have knowledge. You see, that person, he's in the best position according to Bhagavad Gita. Someone who comes to Krishna consciousness because they understand that Krishna is God and I'm His eternal servant and it is my duty to surrender to His lotus feet. They're willing to take anything that Krishna gives them. It doesn't matter. Happiness, distress, whatever Krishna gives, I will accept. Such a person will become stronger and stronger and stronger. If someone has some material motive for coming to Krishna consciousness, that means their faith is in the modes of nature, it's in lower modes. They are thinking, well, if I come here, I'll get some material benefit. They're faithful for that thing. But after a while, they may find that they're not getting the material benefit they were seeking. So their faith will go down. But someone who comes understanding that Krishna is God, my duty is to surrender to His lotus feet, their faith will become stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. So in this way, we have to base our coming to Krishna consciousness not on what can Krishna do for me, but what can I do for Krishna. Krishna consciousness means we give up being self-centered. We become God-centered, Krishna-centered. If we live like that in a Krishna-centered way, then our faith will become stronger and stronger and stronger. So, should I end now or I can have one more question? Because I was interrupted by so many things. There were so many interruptions. If I can have one more question, yeah. You had a question for me.
So, like in Madhuri Kadampi, it is written, whenever person comes to Krishna consciousness, Usahamai, his devotional service is Usahamai. So then it comes down. It is very natural that
if one is in the lower modes of nature, yes, up and down. But one who is transcendentally situated just gets stronger and stronger. You say, yeah, I have a bad hearing problem, and the echo is making it worse. Where does it say he comes? Where does it state it comes down?
In Madhurya Kadambani.
Oh, okay.
It says that when everyone comes, first it's Utshahamayi, and then it comes down.
Yeah, that means it's in the lower mode. His enthusiasm is based on material reward. What I can get from Krishna. And Krishna does give to encourage us. But my enthusiasm goes down because I was thinking what I can get from Krishna. But when I'm totally in the mood of what I can give to Krishna, and I'm 100% in that mode, I mean, that's an advanced devotee, you see. A neophyte devotee naturally is thinking of himself, what I can get from Krishna. So, but as he becomes an advanced Vaishnava, just what can I give? How can I give, always giving to Krishna? His enthusiasm will never come down. It'll just go up, up, up. We have to, it's a matter of the shifting from neophyte to advanced devotee. It's a gradual transformation. In the beginning, I'm thinking 1% for Krishna and 99% for myself, you see. Then I go to 2% for Krishna and 98% for myself. And in this way, the transformation gradually happens between neophyte and advanced devotee. But yeah, in the beginning, it will be up and down a lot. There'll be a lot of up and downs. But you know, I had a little help in my spiritual life from Prabhupada. Because I was a brand new neophyte, he gave me an order. And he wrote me a letter. He said, I had written Prabhupada that about how I wanted to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. I told him that. He liked that, that I had that enthusiasm. So he said, I can see you're a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. He said, now continue enthusiastically as you are doing, and surely Krishna will bless you. So I decided I would just follow that order. You know, it doesn't matter whether I'm enthusiastic or I'm not. I'm going to be enthusiastic because Prabhupada ordered me to be enthusiastic. So I find that just by taking that order as my life and soul, that I never lost my enthusiasm. It always went up, up, up. Not by my ability, but by Prabhupada's mercy. So my enthusiasm has always been like, because of Prabhupada's mercy. Even though I was the lowest neophyte you could ever imagine. Because he ordered me to be enthusiastic and decided to take it. That order is my life and soul. Okay, so we'll stop here. We thank you all very much. Raja Vijay Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.